Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinny Eastwood Show. I can't wipe the grin off my face. I will tell you why. Okay, all right. Calm down, Vinny. Calm down. Just get a hold of yourself. All right. Article out of the Huffington Post. Are you ready? Okay. Pete Santilli draws Secret Service attention after saying he would, quote, shoot Hillary Clinton in the vagina. It couldn't happen to a nicer man. Let me just read this article out. I was going to have this this other radio show host on Bruce Montalvo on today. And yesterday he releases an article about the owner of this network, Danny Romero. Basically, what he did is he copy-pasted an article that was written by Chris Geo, who's a proven liar, and basically saying that Danny Romero is an FBI informant and he's tied to white supremacists. Nothing could be further from the truth. So obviously, Bruce Montalvo doesn't know how to do research of any kind and has no freaking manners either, and releases this article and insults me in it as well, saying, ha-ha, I'm coming on Vinny Eastwood's show tomorrow, and he won't read this because he doesn't do any research. Well, as it turns out, I just did. And I've found out the backstory to all of this and determined that no, there's no fracking way I'm going to let any pathetic scum come on this show and start defaming the network. We're family. You don't mess with family. That's all I wanted to say about that. I want to go into this article here. Piece of crap. Right-wing radio host Pete Santilli has drawn Secret Service scrutiny after going on a sustained rant last week that included a suggestion that he wanted to, quote, try, convict, and shoot Hillary Clinton in the vagina. Now, ladies, I apologize for the nature of this article and the blatant misogyny. I think I have a misogynistic streak in me just a little bit, but nothing like this. And I have massive, massive respect for the women who've come on the show over the years, you know, great research and things of that nature. This is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, you hear the recording. I don't want to play the recording because it's just layered with all this swearing and stuff like that, and it just takes too long to edit for FCC regulated radios. It's just horrific. It's just horrific. All Things Democrat first reported the news over the weekend, and Talking Points memo confirmed the Secret Service's involvement on Monday. We are aware of Mr. Santilli's comments and will take the appropriate follow-up action, Edwin M. Donovan, a Secret Service spokesperson, told TPM. He certainly has a right to free speech, but the Secret Service has a right and an obligation to determine what a person's intent is when making comments like this. While they obviously didn't hear the other show where he started calling for the US military to start taking out leadership. Take out the leaders now! That kind of stuff. All right? Unbelievable. If I would ever say something like that, even if I'm in New Zealand, I'd probably be black bagged and carted away. This is unbelievable. Ugh. How many times can you say the word unbelievable on a single broadcast, I wonder? Let's find out. Sure, it'll be unbelievable. Okay. All right. Speaking on his show last week, Santilli accused Clinton of being involved in the killings of American troops. Well, name me a U.S. statesperson who isn't indirectly involved in the killing of U.S. troops and sending them all to die. Okay, but I don't think you need to really single anybody out here. They're kind of all criminals. Related to the attack on September 11th, 2012, at the U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi, Libya. Was this the one where she was laughing and smiling and stuff like that, just kind of like evilly? You know, just because I think she's evil doesn't mean I think that she should be. Let me read this then. Quote, I want to shoot her right in the vagina, and I don't want her to die right away, he said. I want to feel the pain, and I want to look into her eyes, and I want to say, on behalf of all Americans that you've killed, on behalf of the Navy SEALs, the families of the Navy SEALs, Team 6 who were involved in the fake hunt down of this Osama bin Laden thing, the whole fake scenario, because these Navy SEALs know the truth, they killed them all. Yeah, that's about right. You know, and here's the thing. Even if you agree with the things that he's postulating, the fact that he is literally advocating violence against the US leadership makes the entire... Anybody who talks about these kind of subjects that we cover on, say, this radio show, for instance, or this network, we all get lumped in with this guy. Because he says things like this, and they categorize him as a right-wing talk radio show host. And then everybody starts to think, man, is that what right-wing talk radio show hosts are like? Man, those people are crazy. They need to be locked up. They need, you know, he could get us all arrested, for all we know. He could get us all indefinitely detained under the NDAA, just like they've done to Adam Kokesh, who I'm supposed to be interviewing this afternoon, but I haven't heard back. I think he's still under black bag control. Santilli continued, on behalf of all these people, I'm supporting our troops by saying we need to try, convict, and shoot Hillary Clinton in the vagina. Oh my God. I was playing this the recording of it to one of my mates last night, and he was just laughing. It's just hilarious to listen to it. And then you realize that he's not joking. He actually would do it if he got half a chance. That's my opinion anyway. I could be wrong. As part of the same diatribe, Santilli also claimed that President Barack Obama needs to be tried, convicted, and shot for crimes against the United States of America. Santilli has reportedly signaled his intent to, quote, offer his sincerest apologies to those who have taken him out of context and who were offended by the comments. However, he has maintained that Clinton is behind some vast global conspiracy to, quote, stifle the evidence about drug cartels, communist threats, and betrayal of Americans in Benghazi. Which is all true. This is the end of the article. That's it. So what you got here is a talk show host, used to be on this network, and a lot of people still think he is on this network, so that when they hear him make comments like this, the network owner gets messages from people, how can you let this person say this? It's like, we fired him ages ago, bro. What are you talking about? And he's been fired or quit or destroyed every single network he's been a part of. And I've got another one here. The Shiite Muslim storm is coming in on this guy now. Not soon enough. Women's rights advocates and all U.S. citizens. Nationwide boycott against Peter T. Santilli. This is a petition by Marcy Mustaine of the United States. Peter T. Santilli has gone beyond misogynistic hate speech while abusing public officials and recently expressed a wanton desire to personally shoot former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the vagina, intending a slow and painful death on his little-known Internet One radio program, The Pete Santilli Show. In mid-May of 2013, Peter Santilli made disgusting and zealous statements on his internet-based radio show against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, saying, I want to shoot her in the vagina and I don't want her to die right away. I want her to feel the pain. He says, I'm supporting the troops by saying we need to try, convict, and shoot Hillary Clinton in the vagina. He also made attacks against President Obama, stating Barack Obama needs to be tried, convicted, and shot for crimes against the United States of America, Pete Santilli said. And if anybody had a problem with that, you are an enemy of our state. He also says on the recording, I think, something like, if you are in disagreement that we should be taking out the U.S. leadership and shooting Hillary Clinton in the vagina, then you are a horrible, disgusting enemy of the state, bad human being, or words to that effect. Basically, if you don't become a brutal, psychopathic scumbag like me, you're a bad person. I can't get to see the reason why I'm so happy about this. All right, and it's not because of what actually. Look, I was going to say it's not because of some personal vendetta. I lie. It actually is. You know, I've just been I've seen this person abuse so many people, so many people. I've done a little bit of Googling. Anybody who criticizes him gets long emails, lengthy with abuse. Even so much as a spinal cord injury veteran who he threatened to beat to death in his wheelchair. This is the kind of person he is. And these articles don't mention what he calls Hillary Clinton and what he calls most women that I've seen him have these kind of email exchanges with. It starts with a C and it rhymes with Hunt. That's right. And he uses it frequently. He's done this to Suzanne Posel of Occupy Corporatism numerous times. He even created a fake name of a lawyer and sent her a threatening email that started off with the C that rhymes with Hunt word, okay? He made it up and used it to threaten her. This is what the guy does. He's freaking dangerous. I'm scared to death of the guy. And I'm probably going to get a hell of a lot of a Shiite Muslim storm myself after coming out on radio like this. I said that I wouldn't. I didn't want to mention the guy anymore, but this is just I cannot contain it any longer. He stole the name Guerrilla Media off me. He told me on a private recorded phone call, which I have the recordings of, that he doesn't even want it, and then he continues to use it. Everything the guy says is a psychotic lie. Everything. And if you are associated with him, like Bruce Montalvo, or any of these other people that he's got on this fake-ass Guerrilla Media network. He stole the idea from me and the whole concept of running it and giving people a platform so that they can actually publish their own content without having to pay for the websites themselves and stuff. If you're associated with him, this is the pot that you were being chucked in with. There are now being calls for boycotts. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. All right. So anyway, on with this petition thing. He later tweeted that Mr. Obama, quote, should be shot in the balls. Oh my God. It just keeps getting better. He attacked Mrs. Clinton multiple times over the following 3 days and is prideful in continuing to use this disgusting behavior to boost his previously unknown right-wing internet career. He has issued a black-handed and insincere apology that every prominent conservative in the media have noted there's no way that he's sorry for what he said. Over the course of the last year, he has viciously attacked multiple women who have appeared as guests and contributors on his show, using intimidation, character assassination, and identity theft, while directing his listeners to take abusive actions against his, quote, enemies to achieve his disturbing and abusive goals as a deniability tactic, while creating false internet personalities to send violent, threatening, and misogynistic messages to his victims. His continuing public threats of violence have thus far gone unchecked, and he is now threatening the life of the heads of state and the president. Boastful admissions of such incidents further prove his neglect of the law as well as his prideful, misogynistic conduct. Mr. Santilli has in fact been reported multiple times to the Secret Service, FBI, DHS, and Veterans Affairs officers over the past 6 months. As yet, no serious action has been taken against this treasonous right-wing criminal, thus allowing more victims to occur with no apparent urgency on the part of the justice system. Now, the dumbed-down reader in me just goes, man, the government must be really inept. Why aren't they taking action? But the conspiracy theorist in me thinks he's getting away with it for a very good reason, because he's there to do it purposefully. He's been hired. He's on the payroll. Don't have the evidence of it, you know, and that's the problem. Everybody's accusing everybody for no good reason, and they don't really have enough evidence to show for it. I'll continue this after the break, and I want to take some callers on this as well. Do you have a Pete Santilli horror story? Has he threatened to shoot you in the vagina? Call on in. 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. We'll be right back at VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times they are a-changing.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The call-in number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. We're discussing right-wing talk radio show host Peter Santilli, who has recently drawn Secret Service attention for threatening to shoot Hillary Clinton in the vagina. Now, our very... I can't... Okay. Calm down, Vinny, calm down. All right. We're going to go to our first caller now. In a 951 area code, I believe that might be a California area code. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mike?
How are you? Slight.
Good day. I'm calling from California, mate. You know who this is. How you doing, Vinny?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Okay, yeah, man. So I hear you talking a lot about Pete Santilli, but I don't hear anything about my article, man. I don't hear anything about the connections that Alex Jones and Danny Romero seem to have via supporting these neo-Nazi socialist scumbags, Mike.
Right. So this would be Bruce Montalvo, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had you on my show, Vinny. You know, I had you on. And I was expecting you to show me the same favor, you know what I mean? Call me back, be a man of your word.
When you
and here you are, bad-mouthing me, saying I don't do research. I'm not the one that's using articles, you hear me? I'm not Suzanne Fogel, I'm not using...
So we're going to go to our next caller now. Pat Mahiney, otherwise known as Spartacus, I believe, calling, and you're on the air.
Yeah, can you read me okay?
You've come through loud and clear, brother.
Hey, guy, this is Mark from Houston calling, also known as Spartacus, legendary talk show warrior. I've been on Pete Santilli's ass since day one. I smelled him out from day one. It's adding up more and more that he's dirty as hell. I can prove that if you call his show, he'll reverse search your phone number and then publish your home address and phone number. I think that's pretty dangerous. Also, you know, I've been in on this thing. I've been sticking up for Fetzer. And he edited out my call to Santilli's show when Fetzer was on. And the guy just stinks to high heaven. He has no honor, no integrity whatsoever. He's mean-spirited. I have recordings of him calling me up and threatening me at home. I can prove that. I can prove he reverse searches people's phone numbers and publishes it. That is the worst possible thing, especially when you talk about the things we talk about. So I heard he's scheduled to be on the Howard Stern Show next Tuesday. I've emailed them the information, everybody I can find.
Whoa,
I suggest
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Everybody out there do it.
We'll see you next Tuesday. You do realize what CEO
Yeah, well, Howard Stern could have a lot of fun with this guy. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be easy nailing him for being a liar.
Yeah.
So anyway, Vinny, I don't know, man. I just suggest everybody email Howard Stern Show. They love the publicity, you know, so we'll just see what happens. But it, I don't like it. I guess that's all I got to say, Vinny.
Well, I want to really thank you, Spartacus, for your call, and I really applaud you actually ringing in, because Pete Santelli, he comes after everybody that criticizes him and attacks him, and I'm putting myself on the line really here, even talking about it. And I said that I wouldn't, but I just can't help myself. Like, I can't stay silent any longer, because he's doing so much damage to people with all the threats and everything that he's giving you. You're not an isolated incident at all, man. You're probably one of thousands of people that he's threatened or abused and things of that nature. He's just a horrific human being, just the scum of the highest order.
Yeah, well, he doesn't work for us, that's for sure. And can't we have everybody out there, everybody listening, mount an effort and email Howard Stern Show, get through some way, somehow, and then Howard can talk to Pete about what the YouTube video that you have up, thank you very much, you and Suzanne Posey, where you get the facts out. It pops up when you type in Pete Santelli. It's all right there, thanks to you. Thank you very much. And we need to have everybody out there get on Howard Stern's ass, and then he could straighten this guy out. He's the kind of guy that could just nail his ass to the wall. And he's not getting punished by the law for some reason. You got to remember that, too. So, anyway, I've done my part, man. It's all about 9/11 truth. 9/11 truth is the only thing that will ever provide enough leverage to get anything done about anything. And Jim Fetzer is the foremost authority on it. I back him up 100% all the way. God bless you, Jim. Thank you. Thank you, Vinny.
Thank you, Spartacus, for your call. We're going to go to our next caller now in a 410 area code. You're on the air.
Yeah. Well, I was going to try to lighten things up the way you typically do on your show by asking if Judy Wood had weighed in on this yet, because it may have been that Pete was, shall we say, metaphorically referring to a direct shooting Hillary with a directed energy weapon, right?
I want to direct that energy right into her vagina. you just imagine all the particles coming apart.
Yeah, only to emphasize the fact that we shouldn't over-dramatize this by personalizing it or individualizing it. You know, we got to be realistic about this, irrespective of whether Santilli is just a coked-up psycho or a deployed asset or some subtle combination, because I haven't really explored his military bona fides in sufficient detail to arrive at
it's
any.
A complete fraud. As is
well, that
Coca-Cola.
Well, he ought to be shut down for that. If he's lying about a military record, he ought to be shut down for that.
Yeah.
You understand that? That you could shut him down for, I think. But
yeah,
you can sue him. You can take him to court. You can say that you know you could. But in either case, what we need to reflect on here is that, in terms of the banality of it and the commonality of it, is that Santilli, in effect, almost as though it were scripted, and I'm not saying it was scripted. The extent to which his on-air behavior is spontaneous or how he's guided or directed, that's just a matter of, you know, scripting.
Well, we do know that during his Fetzer interview, where he kept interrupting him and was basically one of the worst interviews I've ever heard in talk radio history, he did have Judy Wood behind the scenes telling him what to say, how to say it, and so on and so forth, totally controlled in that regard.
Vinny, I've been with Judy Wood several times in the distant, around about 2006, 2007. I was at the original National Press Club presentation where she and Morgan Reynolds presented their evidence, I thought in a very dignified manner. But then we were there as a support group with the D.C., with the local D.C. 9/11 truth crowd. And by the way, I want to agree with your prior caller. we have to have the arrest of the 9/11 perpetrators and huge global public trials in order to save this planet. Otherwise, the species doesn't deserve to exist, morally, ethically, in my view. Now, how long that's going to take, you know, what that, how, I understand that that's like staring at the moon to a lot of people out there, but what I'm saying is, this is a gangster thing. This is a gangster thing, and Santilli will, his views, well, here's what we have to be awake to. Here's what we have to be looking for. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be doing in another couple hours when I go to socialize with a martial arts club that I train with. It includes quite a few current active duty and retired military types and Marines, people that have worked around the FBI. They're probably going to be talking about this latest shooting down in Florida. I'm just going to be listening and seeing if the Santilli, if it's the Huffington Post is obviously trying to mainstream him. So let's see if they've heard about it yet. In other words, I think Santilli's influence among that demographic layer is marginal at this point, but he could reflect. But I mean, let's be honest about this, Vinny. I do know. I can count on the fingers of one hand a couple of Marines who probably would have agreed with what Santilli, with his sentiments. Do you understand? And we have to be, for better or worse, for threat, or we shouldn't be so self-centered that we're thinking it's all about targeting us. You understand? Yes, it's about targeting us, but it's part of a larger, you know. Right. And he's also speaking, they're gauging, when they put a message like that out there, they want to see how people react to it, how they respond to it. Otherwise, they'll snuff it. And also, they'll calibrate this. They'll move it up through the Huffington Post. Maybe next it'll make the, what's the site run by that former CIA intern, Marcos? What the hell is that called? The Daily Kos? Let's see if this shows up on the Daily Kos. And then let's see if Drudge picks it up. Let's see who picks up this story, and then let's hear how people react to it. And let's especially look at the key demographic layers. I'm not talking about necessarily the college kids or the soccer moms. I'm talking about the people who are either current or former military or have some association with work for a government agency or government contractors. Talking about everybody who's still in sort of a meaningful relationship to the machine, if you know what I mean. They're not just sucking on the trough. They're sucking on the trough, but what I'm saying is they're still sort of keeping functionality running. That's what we need to be gauging and listening for. They may decide to just pension this guy Santilli off to the farm, or they may try to cultivate him as a more refined something between a Glenn Beck and an Alex Jones. Who knows?
One of my listeners commented on Facebook that people like him normally self-destruct, and I disagree. I think people like him normally become the heads of major corporations or nations.
Of course, the question is, do they self-destruct before doing a hell of a lot of damage? And that's
it's like the Predator, you know? He'll take out six city blocks when he goes down.
Yeah. But that's the whole thing with provocateurs. You see provocateurs, agents provocateurs or hotheads or, you know, any particular element. And I speak, of course, from an earlier time, from the 1960s, which I lived through every moment of the politics of that period and the culture. Every moment. 62. And you'll see every one of these phenomenons pass before you like old newsreel footage or something. You know, I've seen it all before. Step back, take a good look, see whose priorities are where, and make strategic assessments. See where they're attempting to steer things, see where the money goes. Above all, follow the money. All of these ops take money. This is just plain old gangsterism. Track it like that. They're tracking, monitoring us. Let's track and monitor them. They've given us the means to do that, maybe not as effectively as they do, but most important, let's listen to the people around us and not be so eager to speak. Everybody who I know already knows what I think, and that that makes my job a lot easier now because I don't have to say anything. No one had to ask me what I thought about Sandy Hook or Boston Marathon. They had already guessed. Do you understand? And that was great because I didn't have to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, a detail might come up here or there. The important thing is not to take the bait, not to let people bait you into an emotional situation, because that's what's being jerked around here, are emotions.
Can I interject here? Because I've been baited into this emotional situation is the very reason why I'm discussing Santilli on the show right now, and I'm going to experience most likely extraordinary consequences based upon this. I expect to be abused. I expect to be threatened. I expect to have my videos have privacy complaints against them. I expect my website to be hacked. I expect the network to be taken down.
No, Vinny, they just shot a guy. They just shot a guy to death down there in Kissimmee, Florida, in Orlando, this morning, who they claim apparently was a friend of one of the Tsarnaev, the elder Tsarnaev brother. They're both mixed martial artists. And by the way, I'll be real curious to hear what Joe Rogan has to say about all this. Or if he'll have the balls that baits him. I tell you what, you're Vinny Eastwood. You're a much bigger celebrity than me. But I'm putting it out on the Vinny Eastwood show. I'm issuing a challenge to Joe Rogan. Are you going to organize the mixed martial artists and boxers and of this country, of the planet, not to allow two of their own to be murdered and dishonored in this manner and used as patsies in some cheap gangster plot? You know, that's a moral challenge. You're all celebrities. You step out. Put up a show. Do you have a Bates? I'm personally challenging. Okay, I'm going to do a Pete Santilli right now.
You can't swear on the radio show, bro.
Right. And I'm going to try to do it calmly. I'm going to try to do it calmly because I know the rage.
Well, then you're not doing a Pete Santilli.
You're right. But I tell you what, I know some Marines out there who are just like him in that respect. They can be manipulated. You understand? Their potential, their, you know what I'm saying? But of course, he's not a Marine. You're telling me that's all fake anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
well, that's the first thing we have to tell all the Marines out there, that this guy's a fake. So the next question is, well, who puts a fake Marine out there to present himself as such and then call for these outrageous things that apparently will discredit 9/11 truthers and conspiracy theorists and basically any dissident, any anti-government dissident?
Psychos.
Yeah. Let me go. I got to get ready for a class, but I'm listening. And hey, you know the thing about you is you got a level head. I don't agree with you about everything, but you got a level head, got a sense of humor. I think that stratagem right there is extremely powerful, devastating, worth an arsenal of AR-15s is a sense of humor.
Yeah, well, it's not so much a strategy as it is a coping mechanism, because if you can't laugh about everything, you'll go freaking crazy because it's so freaking horrible. The reality will suck you down into a deep, dark abyss of depression and psychosis. Thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate your contributions to the show today. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after the break at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, 218-339-8525. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Oh, yeah, we're back. And we've got to take some callers, 218-339-8525. This is the final segment that we're going to be discussing the right-wing talk radio show host Peter Santilli today. So if you have something to say about this topic, if you have a horror story, if he threatened your vagina, call in 218. 218-339-8525. I'm sorry, I just find it intensely funny. Not because it's actually funny, all right, but because he was stupid enough to say it. And hopefully, this is what I pray, he is arrested and permanently detained under the NDAA in Guantanamo Bay with a black bag over his head, with only a can of Coca-Cola once a year as his Christmas present. That's what I want. All right, caller in the 818 area code. You are on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Vinny?
Oh, somewhat fabulous.
How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Just hearing about Peter Santilli. That really, you know, kind of gets me mad, because I remember when he was on your show when he like was first coming on American Freedom Radio, and I could tell straight from the bat. I was like, nah, this guy is he's no good, you know. He's just you could just tell straight up. He was talking about like, oh, Alex Jones told me to get my own radio show, and I used to listen to Alex Jones, and so I got my own radio show, and then, yeah, this is what happens, you know?
Well, maybe, maybe you're a bit more perceptive than me, man, and maybe if I'd carte blanche just said, oh, he's a scumbag straight off the bat, I wouldn't be in this predicament now where he's using the name of my my network as his own and claiming that he came up with it.
I know, man, that sucks, dude. That really, really does suck, because for years I know it was Vinny Eastwood / Guerrilla Media. That's all you. That's, that's your... I know, that's why I'm so mad. I had to call in, you know, just... let out some steam with you, Vinny. We're with you, you know, like over here in Southern California, a lot of people listen to you, and you know what I mean? We're right here, hopefully, you know, whatever we can do, or the internet ways.
I'm going to need protection of some kind. You know, this is the difference between me and Santilli. He asked his audience to go after people. I'm now asking my audience to protect me from this guy, if it's at all possible, and I don't even know how if it even is.
Yeah, no, it is. Of course, of course. Come on, Vinny. He's just a man too. Let's not, you know what I mean? We're strong. We're with God. We're with faith. He's a, like you said, he's a scumbag. You know, I know he's a psycho. And last time you had a guy that was talking about psychopaths, about, you know, leave him alone. You can't mess with him. The only way you could deal with him is if you take him out like forever.
Yeah,
I feel you.
You can't
out
psycho a psycho. And, yeah. And that's what I'm afraid of. And I've really
put
my foot in it now, and I'm gonna suffer the consequences. I know it.
Nah, Vinny, heck no. If you suffer the consequences, we all suffer the consequences. Trust me, man. You're with the freedom. We're not gonna let you burn, you know? Look at what happened to Adam Kokesh. This dude, everyone's like looking for him. Everyone around the nation, oh, call this number, every YouTube comment, every InfoWars comment, every comment on everything, you know what I mean? They can't. Mm. They could be like, that's the power of the true freedom speakers, the true, you know, the patriots that are there, the Paul Revere's, you know what I mean? That's you guys, you know? We're not going to let them kill the messenger. Heck no, that's like against all rules of war, you know? No, man.
Well, here's the problem as well, is that Santilli follows no rules. You know, people like you and I, we're good, decent people. You know, you wouldn't rob an old lady or kill a child in a brutal fashion or something of that nature, or set up a fake website about somebody and tell malicious lies about them in order to defame them and destroy your career. He has no such scruples. That's why I'm saying there really isn't a whole lot that people can do to protect me, because he will do things that you and I would never do.
I feel you, Vinny. I feel you. But at least you're in New Zealand. Where is he? He's not going to listen. Please don't be scared.
I can guarantee you, and I know that he has listeners in New Zealand, and I do know that he uses his radio platform to tell his listeners to go out and do things. He even told his listeners, if you're in the military, kill the president, kill the generals. Okay, It's not beyond the realms of possibility he could reach me here. You know, he's like Sauron in a way. His arm has grown long indeed.
Well, it's not just, I guess the war is on, Vinny, with Peter Santelli, that whatever his name is, Stanley Santelli, Stafelli, Spaghetti, Sorelli, whatever his last, I don't, you know what I mean?
Sterility.
Yeah, it's on, Vinny. And I pray for you, you know, protection all around you, because I know you're in the driver's seat, you're in the forefront, but you know what I mean? You still have a huge audience behind you, you know, backing you up. Like, trust me, man, we got you, you know, and God has you, Jesus, you know? Jesus has you, man. He's just a demon, you know? He's a demon, trust me. I bet you he has, like, 50 demons inside him, man, all, like, disgusting and ready to, like, but nah, you can't fight the light, bro. Blinded by the light, right?
Well, let's hope so. Now, I also wanted to read out something here. Maybe you'll appreciate this. There's a Facebook group called 1 Million Vaginas, incidentally. Mm-hmm. It says, Pete Santilli is using his radio show to publicly threaten Hillary Clinton. Boycott the primary sponsors of the Pete Santilli show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hurt this person, okay, because of how much of a dangerous, violent, threatening, lying, defamatory, unconscionable scumbag he is, boycott his sponsors, okay? Now, these sponsors are NuvonaPremiumFoods.com, SilverBulletSilverShield.com, craigslaw.com. That's Craig with a Z. That's Craig Zimmerman's one. electroniccigarettesofhouston.com. Have you ever heard the philosophy that if you want to mess with somebody, mess with their money? You know, and somebody was kind enough to drop in the phone numbers. So if anybody's got the pen and paper out handy or something of that nature, I just want to give out the law office number of Craig Zimmerman, because people really do need to take action on this, because I sat back for months while he continued to do what he does, because basically I was scared of the guy. And I'm still scared of the guy. In fact, I'm going to die for this. Law Office of Craig Zimmerman, 800-987-4165. That's 800-987-4165.
That's right, Vinny. Let's get him politically. You know what I mean? You're right.
Okay, and Silver Bullet, Silver Shield is 888-299-4399. That's 888-299-4399. And also the Elixir Liquid, I think it's the cigarettes he's doing, 713-319-8710. That's Elixir Liquid, 713-319-8710. And I do hope that people call these sponsors, tell them that you will not be purchasing their products if they continue to sponsor Pete Santilli. It doesn't matter if you never purchased their products or never even heard of them again. Trust me, when businesses receive calls from people saying you are going to lose business if you continue to sponsor somebody, they drop that person like a hot potato, because they do not want their business threatened. And, well, basically, anybody who gets involved with Pete Santilli at some point gets threatened.
Yep, that's right, Vinny. That's a smart way to go. Get him politically, you know, assassinate his character, you know what I mean?
I don't think we need to assassinate a character. He's already shot his own character in the head.
Character, right? What character?
Yeah, he ain't got one. And, yeah, it's just that also, not only that, but he's also got a whole crew. Like, there's other people that he's put onto this guerrilla media network, and all those people need to be contacted and said that, you know, I'm not going to listen to you if you keep continuing to associate with Pete Santilli and something like this. What a psychopath does to somebody if they want to destroy you is they get you isolated. I think it's a little time for some poetic justice.
Yeah,
this guy needs to be in Alcatraz. By himself, with a tent and a firelighter, till the end of time.
They should lock him up. All right, Vinny, I'm gonna go back to work now. I was in my break. I actually took a personal break to give you a phone call, and you know what I mean. Power to the people, and power to you, Vinny.
You know, that almost makes me cry, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean. Right here, love from Southern sunny California, baby.
You know, I gotta love California, even if Pete Santilli's still in it.
No, I know, I feel you. It's so hard, Vinny. It's so hard. I battle the New World Order every day here, chemtrails, you know, like the water, everything, man. But trying to survive, trying to stay alive, you know, trying to raise my kids, and all that stuff. It's pretty scary, man, but thank God, like, I have faith, you know, I thank God that I'm alive and that I actually know these things, you know what I mean? I'm not a zombie, like, you want to go to McDonald's? Yeah, Happy Meal. Heck no, like, we don't, that place to us is like, oh my, we see it and we're like, oh, no, man, we know what's up, we're awake, well, at least I am and my friends and my group, you know, and we just try to help out other people, too.
All right, man. Well, I really applaud what you're doing, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart and the cockles, too, for calling in and giving me that vote of confidence and support, my man. Thank you so much. Really, truly.
Of course, Vinny. Southern California, Los Angeles, baby. All right.
All right. Catch you later, bro. Right. Thanks for calling in again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to break. In the second hour, we're going to be changing subject. And we will be having a guest on, because that's what I normally do. I bring on guests who are either really big or really small, just to, you know, to tell their stories and things like that, and give them some coverage that otherwise they would never get in a lot of ways and cases. So, you know, this is my mission, to help people, and if necessary, to try and help destroy people who destroy others. I implore you, keep listening to this show. We'll be right back after the break.